There has been a few positive developments that we should note. Both co-legislation for a democratic foundation for the new and independent country have been put in place. Secondly, a major transformation of the police is well underway and much needed, and the UN has been supporting the government on both these fronts. And thirdly, we are also seeing now a strong national ownership of a new DDR program that is being developed and where we also have provided support. However, despite these areas of progress, it's been a very tough year in many ways where a lot of the energy has been sucked into the Sudan-South Sudan relationship. And we've also seen a disturbing trend with the recent violence and incidences in several areas of the country, most recently with an attack in Jonglei that left a number of people dead and where we also are worried about potential retaliation. So these are worrying trends, and it shows the need for a peacekeeping force that is operational here.
What is UNMISS doing to help counter some of these security challenges that the young nation is facing?
We have developed an advanced early warning tool where we've had advanced mapping of potential hotspots with government agencies and encourage them to deploy security forces in the areas and prepare. We have also on our side put up contingency plans to move in if and when necessary. Secondly, we have a protection of civilians strategy that follows three tiers. One, political engagement to prevent conflict from happening. Secondly, physical protection if a threat is about to happen and materialize. And thirdly, protection through increasing and improving the protective environment with both humanitarian and other actors. On all three fronts, we are moving forward and we've been assisting in the past 1.5 years.
On human rights issues now, UNMISS says it's deeply disturbed by reports of threats, intimidation, harassment, and attacks against journalists, civil society, and human rights activists. What can you tell us about that?
This is a disturbing trend. It's also affected our own human rights staff with detention a couple of weeks back. We have protested against this at the highest levels. We have also seen the government come out quite strongly on this issue. The president has said very strongly that this trend is unacceptable. This is not what they fought for during the civil war and the freedom that was so hard won. And he has, as late as Sunday, said that these detentions and this harassment has to stop. So we are now expecting from the government that the president's instructions are being followed up and that all the security organs of the government are following suit and that freedom of expression and freedom of organization and political space can be protected in the country.
National reconciliation. How is that moving in South Sudan?
An interesting initiative has been launched initially by the vice president, but now with an ownership of the whole Council of Ministers, of a process of national reconciliation and healing. This is something that is very much needed in a country where historical grievances, wounds from the civil war, are still fueling tension between communities, between individuals, and affecting this new and independent country. We believe that such a process not only is important, but also has to be undertaken in broad consultation with all stakeholders in South Sudanese society, needs to be inclusive, and we need to see the right approach being taken. We have been asked to assist the government in this regard, together with other international partners, and we have responded positively. There is a first phase which will culminate in a conference in April, which will then kickstart a longer phase with a more systematic and deeper approach to reconcile communities, to reconcile individuals, and to work on actually healing and trauma. So this is an interesting process, and it is very critical for the future of South Sudan. It is also important to see the National Constitutional Review process as part of such a reconciliation, because many of the issues that are still fueling tensions in the country can be resolved in that context. And the broad consultations that we hope to see in context of the Constitutional Review is also a way of finding solutions to problems that have been plaguing people for many, many years. So we are hoping to support a process that really reaches the communities and the people on the ground. And UNMISS is leading the coordination of the support from all international partners to the Constitutional Review as well. And this support, we really would like to see, implies that all South Sudanese can participate and can discuss what it means to be a South Sudanese citizen and contribute to nation building and put the nation above each and everyone's ethnic identity. So this is critical for the future of the country and a very high priority for us in the mission.